Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrisand. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share with all of your friends, especially if they like March Madness college basketball. This episode is Sports Takes with Trey Blossman, but it'll be Trey's Monday night picks in the Elite Eight. We'll do a separate podcast for the picks on Tuesday night. That'll come and drop tomorrow. Trey Blossman went 3-2 on his Sweet 16 picks, and he's got two picks for you tonight. One in each game on Monday night. This episode of Sports Takes is brought to you by Andy Wells, Realtor. Call or text Andy at 225-772-6000. You're about to hear a commercial who'll give you more information. But for all of your real estate needs, call or text Andy Wells, 225-772-6000. You'll be glad you did. All right, Trey Blossman's got a pick on the games for Monday night in the Elite Eight. I'm going to point it out again. We got a separate podcast dropping Tuesday for the two games on Tuesday night, and then he'll have his final four picks and, of course, the national championship 1 week from tonight. All of that here is a part of Talking Sports with TK. Hey, don't forget to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My YouTube channel has my picks for Monday night. I went 2-0 there in the Sweet 16. I got two picks for you Monday night. Go to YouTube, Tommy Chrisand, or hit up the oldest dude on TikTok, Tommy Chrisand, Talking Sports with TK. Absolutely free. Trey's picks are free. My picks are free. You need to jump on it and win you some money. We're going to hear a message from Andy Wells. He'll give you his phone number again. Then we'll be back with Trey Blossman with some Elite Eight picks on a Monday. I'm Tommy Chrisand. This is Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
This is Andy Wells with Keller Williams First Choice Realty, and I want to be your real estate guy. Call or text me today for any and all of your real estate needs. Are you on the fence about selling your house? I have seven amazing reasons why you should have it on the market right now. I'd love to share that with you. So call or text me today at 225-772-6000. That's 225-772-6000. Once again, this is Andy Wells, and I want to be your real estate guy. 225-772-6000. That's 225-772-6000.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrisand, about to be joined by Trey Blossman. He went 3-2 on the Sweet 16 with his picks for you right here on the podcast. That's a moneymaker, close to being 4-1, but he went 3-2. That's the facts as they are. And he's got picks on the Monday night elite games coming up in several hours. We'll do another podcast tomorrow, so be sure to be paying attention and have picks for tomorrow night's two elite contests. And then, of course, we'll have picks for the final four semifinals this Saturday, the national championship game next Monday. Trey Blossman, good afternoon. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine, Tommy. Beautiful day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day in South Louisiana. Hope everybody else is enjoying that. Lots of sports stuff jumping all around, but kind of stealing the headlines is the Elite Eight after a wild and crazy Sweet 16 weekend. Man, that was some fun basketball, Trey.
Man, I'll tell you, it was. That game between Arkansas and Oral Roberts was just exceptional. That Oral Roberts team is pretty darn good, and Arkansas was lucky to escape with a win there. But I really enjoyed the weekend. Baylor over Villanova. Jay Wright, as I figured, had his Villanova team ready to play that game. They made some wonderful adjustments after Colin Gillespie was hurt and showed up better than many thought they would in the tournament. But Baylor's pretty darn good. Oregon State, we had a winner there. They were wire to wire. Well, not wire to wire. They actually fell behind 9 or 10 points very early in the game, then came back to take the lead and never relinquished it against Loyola Chicago. Syracuse and Houston. Houston took three big leads in that game. Syracuse answered every time, and then Houston pulled away at the end, and Syracuse had no answer for that. But I thought Syracuse showed a lot of moxie coming back from down 10 or 12 points three times in that basketball game. So good action leading up to tonight's games. Of course, we got Baylor going again tonight. I'm looking to see which game is the early game, Tommy. I'm scared.
The early game is Oregon State,
Oregon State in Houston, and then Baylor in Arkansas.
Yeah, and you know the weekend was just fabulous. You know it's March Madness, and we saw a lot of madness and some, you know, just some fun stuff. If you love college basketball, it's your time of the year. And again, there are two games tonight, Monday night. We will have another episode of Sports Takes to focus on the two games Tuesday night separately tomorrow. So be paying attention for that. As always, share it with all of your friends. We're trying to win you some money. All right, Trey Blossman, we want to get your thoughts, observations, and picks on the two contests on Monday night.
Well, I picked Oregon State over the weekend. I said all they keep doing is winning. This Houston team is good, and they're potentially very good. They play really good defense, but I got to take Oregon State plus the 8 points. Why pick against that team right now? I don't see that. So I'm going to stick with the Beavers plus the 8 over Houston in the first game.
And Trey, you know, back in December, say, I didn't even know the Pac-12 was still playing basketball, and now they got three teams in the Elite Eight. That's a story in itself.
It is, and they got no respect. Everybody, the so-called experts, if you will, all season said that the Big Ten was the best league, that the Big 12 was probably the second best league. They gave little respect to the SEC, to the ACC, and of course, Duke was down, North Carolina was down. That conference appeared to be down a bit, and they gave no respect to the Pac-12. But those three conferences did better than the Big Ten and the Big 12 in this tournament. So a very strange season. Nobody got it right, really, other than, you know, Baylor and Gonzaga been 1-2 most of the year. I think that's been right. But otherwise, the ratings of the conferences was just wrong, just mixed up.
Well, you know, the so-called experts, I mean, I'll be honest with you, they're no different than you and me. They're following things, have an opinion, have some thoughts, and sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. Just like you and I or Anthony Gallo when we do the football picks in the fall, it's just part of it. It's not like, you know, because you work for CBS does not make you better than Trey Blossman who does a podcast with Talking Sports with TK. I mean, it's all in the same hat as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
All right. Now, the late game tonight does feature the lone SEC team still playing basketball. But what do you think about that late contest tonight, Trey Blossman?
Well, you know, I figured that Baylor would grind down on Villanova and eventually pull away, which is what happened. I expect much of the same tonight. I think Arkansas has got a pretty good team, but I do think Baylor is a cut above. I'd rather lay 5 or 6 points than 8. It's been steadily climbing. It was 6.5 when it opened. May go up to 9 before the game starts tonight. So if you like Baylor, you want to get it in early, or you might want to consider a tease with them. I love a tease with Baylor tonight going in with Gonzaga tomorrow. I think that's a pretty good play there. But I'm going to give you Baylor minus the 8 points over Arkansas tonight. Arkansas, you know, they're good. They're athletic, but I just think Baylor's better. I'm just going with the better team here.
Well, and if you're playing tonight or tomorrow night, you're a good basketball team who's playing well. You wouldn't be in the Elite Eight. But anyway, so Trey Blossman's picks for Monday night. Again, separate podcast tomorrow to have the Tuesday night picks, and then another one for Saturday's semifinal games in the Final Four. Trey Blossman likes Oregon State plus 8 against Houston, and in the second game tonight, Baylor minus 8 against Arkansas. For whatever it's worth, the oldest dude on TikTok agrees with both of those picks, as that's what I released a little earlier today on TikTok and my YouTube channel, if you want to go check it out. So geniuses think alike, Trey. That's what
let's hope so, man.
Well, hey, Trey.
I'm still mad at Alabama for not being able to make free throws. I could have been 4-1 this weekend.
Well,
I think that was the worst free throw performance in the history of the NCAA tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, it's why they're going to watch on TV tomorrow night instead of be playing. So it's one of the reasons. So yeah. Anyway, but I think you got to give some credit to UCLA. I mean, again, Pac-12 team, nobody was counting on. 11 seed. We know the whole story. So, hey, it is what it is. But once again, Trey Blossman on Monday night likes Oregon State plus 8 against Houston. He likes Baylor minus 8 against Arkansas. Be sure to pay attention and be ready for the podcast tomorrow about this time, maybe even a little earlier tomorrow with the picks on the Tuesday night games. Trey, enjoy the basketball tonight. Let's hope we win the folks some money.
There you go, Tom.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.